Yud Aleph Teves, Friday the 29th of December, Rabbi Yitzchok Fearstone, on a Parsha theme.
Parsha, we discussed the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to his children before he passed on. The pasuk discussed actually to Shimon and Levi, Yaakov Avinu didn't actually bench them. He gave them a shtekel musa, even cursed them a shtekel in a certain way. He didn't curse them, but cursed their kas. The pasuk says, Shimon and Levi achim. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Klei chomos mecheirei seim. Actually, the profession of murder. Mechirei Seim is their, what is their weapon, or is their armor. The Soidom al Tovei Nafshi. Within their secrets, I don't want my nefesh to come in, to enter. Yaakov Avinu asked, he didn't want to be to enter their Soid. Bekolom, amongst their kehillas, amongst their gatherings, al Teichat Kavodi. My honor shouldn't be also involved in their gatherings. Now she says, the Lashon, on the Siyache de Moim Shmi. My name shouldn't be Misyachad with them. Kiva'apam hogla ish, because with their anger they killed a man, and with their will they were oikah, they uprooted shoyl. Shoyl literally means an ox. And we'll see what Rashi says. So what's this Pesoidom al Tovei Nafshi v'ekonom al Teichat Kavodi? So Rashi says, Pesoidom al Tovei Nafshi ze maase zimri. Story much later on. Yaakov Avinu foresaw the future, and he foresaw the out of Shimon was going to come the Maisa of Zimri ben Salud, who took Cosby Basso in Parshas, the end of Parshas. Bolok, beginning of Parshas Pinchas, the Soidom, and that Soid al Tovei Nafshi. I don't want myself to be involved there. Ali Zoche Shmi Bedova. I don't want my name to be mentioned, says Rashi, in the Inyan of Pinchas. The Pasuk says, there's Zimri ben Salud, Nisi base of La Shimoni. It doesn't go further than Shimoni. Shimon, and then no more Yaakovin. Yaakovin, the one his name mentioned, with the Inyan of Zimri ben Soli. The Kehillah, when it comes to the Kehillah of Korach, Rashi says, the gatherings of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll take it Kavod, I don't my name mentioned there either. Shalema Korach ben Yitzhak ben Kos ben Levi, the famous Rashi, the beginning of Korach, it finishes at Levi, and doesn't move on to Yaakov. Yaakov, you see, the one his name mentioned with the Maisa of Zimri, and not with the Maisa of Korach. I don't my name to be mentioned at Bechlal. Why? Kairos on the Pasuk, Ki ba'apam horgu ish, with their anger, they killed the man. Who's the man? The man is Chamor v'Anshei Shechem. Shimon and Levi, with their anger, they killed off the whole city of Shechem. Amongst them, Chamor, who's the father of Shechem. And the Ish, Rashi says, is they were considered like one man, even though it was a whole city of Shechem. But to the children of Yaakov, they were so strong, it was considered as if it was only one man. Give it up, Mhorgo Ish. Uvirtzoinim ikru shoyr, and with their will, they wanted to, Rashi says, be oikere shoyr. The Eker Yosef HaTzadik, who was called Shoy, Shalema B'choy, Shoy Yehoda, Shimon V'Levi, were one of the main instigators in the sale of Yosef, and they were wanting to kill Yosef at the beginning, and finally with the sale of Yosef, Shimon V'Levi were the main players in the story of Yosef. So the Pasuk says, I go repeat again Rashi B'Kitza, the Soy the Maltov and Rashi, I don't even mention the Mice of Zimri later on, because I'm Altechet Kavod, I don't want my name to be mentioned with the Mice of Korach later on, the Mice of Zimri stems from Shimon, the Mice of Korach stems from Levi, Korach, Yisrael, and Kos. I don't want it to be at all involved in the future events which are going to unfold. Kiva apam ha'ogu ish, because Shimon and Levi were involved in killing a man. Killing a man means the Mice of Shechem. Shimon and Levi were the main fighters against Shechem and Shechamoy. Over Tzoynom ikru shoy, and it was their will, they were oikah, they uprooted, so they wanted to uproot Yosef. So here we have to understand one word in the Pasuk. more than one word in the pasuk. Like, the main word I want to discuss in the pasuk is ki ba'atam hargish. What's the connection? I don't want to enter the mice of Zimri later. I don't want anything to mention there. I don't want anything to mention of Kairach later on, because ba'atam hargish, they killed Shechem in the past. Ba'atam, when we return to Gishav, we're talking about past misdemeanors, past averus of Shimon ve'Levi. I don't want to mention the future of Zimri. I don't want to mention the future in regards to Kairach ki, because what's the because? What's the connection of Zimri ben Solomon, Nesibi Sovah Shemoni, many generations later, to Ba'apam Hor Go'ish in the past, killing of Shechem and Shechamoy? The connection of Bekalim Atech and Kavodi, the Mice of Kairach later, over Tzoyne Mikrushoy and the Mice of Yosef before. What's the key? What's the because? That's what I'm going to talk about. And obviously, we're going to talk about Inyan, Inyan, but it's Inyan. Right, so one more question I'll just ask an apostle. The Soidam Al Tavay Nafshi. What's the Soid? The Soidam amongst their secrets Al Tavay Nafshi. The Mice of Zimri wasn't a secret. If anything, the Mice of Zimri is a classic case of Pahesia. Haboy the Ramis Kanoim Poiganboy, the Mice of Zimri Ben Soli and Cosby Basor, was a story of public event of disregard to Moshe Rabbeinu, disregard to the Halachas of the Torah. It was a Chil Hashem Barabim. The Nasi Ben Yisrael took a Zim Cosby Basoli Barabim in front of Moshe and was boiling her in front of Kolam Yisrael. What's the Besoidom Al Tobe Nashi? What's the Soid here? It shouldn't be said in the public disregard to Torah. This wasn't a Besoidom Al Tobe Nashi. That's another little point. Well, the main point I want to talk about is the key in the pasuk. It seems to be connected, the events in the future, to the events of the past, of Shechem and Shechamoy, over Tzoyne Mikrushoy. So I want to start off, it's actually called Dubna Magid on this, and Oyed Yaakov, but we're going to discuss it too. Number one, the Dubna Magid says, the Chayre, definitely looking at the mice of Shechem and Shechamoy, what was the curse? Ki ba'atam horgu ish. Yaakov was upset at the time. He was worried they might be miskara, the umas around them might cause an animosity to the nations around him, they might cause a milchoma. But at the end of the day, they were doing a big thing. The Torah says, Kinevola osa v'Yisrael lishka v'spas Yaakov. They were taking revenge for Shechem and Shechamoy, who went and were ma'anes dina, and that was a great zach. This is a nevola osa v'Yisrael. No, not so, the pasuk goes weiter. V'chein lo yeh osa, Rashi says on the platz. Rashi says, the umas oinim from the days of the Mabul until the days of Shechem and Chamor were gedurim me'arayis. They could hold themselves back from arayis. They moved the boundaries. They treated the world to a new type of way of life, a way of arayis, of chapping women and living with them. This is a complete thing. It was God from the time of the Mabul until the days of Shechem and Shechamor. This wasn't something which was done in the world, and they breached the conduct, they breached these boundaries and created a new level of misconduct within the world, which was Nachayr Navala Asa B'Yisrael. And Shimon ben Levi came with their anger to this behavior and killed off the Anshe Shechem B'Chamor because of this. So what was the grace of Avla? Kiva Apam Horgu Ish. What was the Apam? What was the Avla here? So the Magid explains, and this is what I'm saying, Yisoy Godel, B'Kol HaTayra Kula. He says, there's various different types of mitzvahs and different types of avodas. There's some types of mitzvahs, he says, which are easy for a person to do l'shem shemayim. For example, easier to daven l'shem shemayim, to fast. It's very, in this one's on a bit of a diet. But to fast, it's easy to do l'shem shemayim. Nobody fasts for it, unless I'm saying, unless he needs to fast. But generally speaking, for most people, to go along a fast is something which a person can easily do l'shem shemayim. To daven, it's quite an easy mitzvah to go along and do l'shem shemayim. Nobody daven for his own personal pleasure, his own personal hanor. On the other hand, you get some mitzvahs, which are greater mitzvahs. But on the other hand, it's easy to mix up a mitzvah and to do it other l'shem shemayim, other shalei l'shem shemayim. The example he brings is the example of oynek Shabbos. One can have oynek Shabbos l'shem shemayim because the Rebbeinu Shem command you to ma'aneg Shabbos. And you can, on the other hand, be ma'aneg Shabbos for an own personal pleasure. Nothing to do with Shabbos, nothing to do because the Rebbeinu Shem commanded you. So as long as you like the good food, or you like this, you may not even think of b'chal the mitzvah of being ma'aneg Shabbos and oynek Shabbos. It's easy for the Yetzer Hara to go into this mitzvah and to change the mitzvah from a shtikla mitzvah into a dovah gashmi, into something which is not a mitzvah at all. And he's ma'arich a lot on it, and he says that's the very reason why the Torah very often says, by Shabbos we find the word shomer is a Shabbos, because it needs an extra shemira. When one's keeping Shabbos, one has to remember that the Shabbos is not just for one's own personal benefit, one's own rest, or for one's own pleasure. This is also because the Rebbeinu Shem commanded you, to sanctify a certain day of the week, to bring up the Kedusha of the Shabbos, and to work on the Rebbeinu Shem create the world. There's many different aspects of Shabbos, not just for a person's own pleasure and for his own benefit. So when it comes to mitzvahs, which have a certain pleasure in the mitzvah itself, one has to be careful. careful to do this mitzvah not only for the pleasure, but also for the purpose of the Rebbeinu Shem gave the mitzvah for. Or by another mitzvah easy to do L'Shem Shemaim, to fast Yom Kippur, which involves no pleasure at all. It's easy to fast Yom Kippur L'Shem Shemaim. So there's many mitzvahs which you have to look, be careful with these mitzvahs. Not only that, it's when it comes to a mitzvah, for example, there's a Vilna Gaon about it, Emes. There's a Vilna Gaon about it in the Gilas Rus. The Vilna Gaon discusses, he says, that there are various mitzvahs which is very hard to know whether it's a mitzvah or an aveira b'chal. And that was the Yetzer Hara comes to some people, a person in the wrong madriga, and you can tell them to do an aveira. So Allah Tazach, the Yetzer Hara can tell a person to do an aveira. If he's on that madriga where he can listen to do an aveira, do an aveira. Other people, the Yetzer Hara can't just go straight out to him to do an aveira. Because he knows this is Asa, Shleit and Torah is Asa, and he's not going to listen to the Yetzer Hara. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He doesn't give up on anyone. The Yetzer Hara comes to a person and tells him to do a certain thing which is a mitzvah, a grosser mitzvah. I said, I've looked at some of the Hamoli people going to collect their stocker, and somebody will say, it's an Aveira and Tzegem. It's an Aveira to give money. They make a mitzvah into an Aveira, and they make another way. It's a mitzvah in Mevayash Shazan, as I mentioned. It's a mitzvah to embarrass such a person. You can make certain things, you can make mitzvahs out of anything. It's all you can find a way of being melabish an Aveira in the guise, in the form of a mitzvah, and that way get you to be over the mitzvah. I mean, there's many stories, many true maestros which happen to cover these things. There's a famous story with the Chaim Briska. There's a story. There's a story of a certain Yid who lived in Brisk in the time of Chaim Briska. I think his name was Elia Peret Zilberstein, if I remember correctly the right name. He was a close confidant of Chaim Briska, and he was a big supporter at the time of an organization which was called Chayv Beit Zion. Chayv Beit Zion at the time was a frum organization which was the forerunner of the original Zionists. And Chaim Briska was already then, even though it looked very Hamish and very frum and everything else, he then already was anti the Zionist movement, and he was against the whole concept of Chayv Beit Zion at the time. And this man, Abayi Peretz Zilberstein, was like a lot of Eden in his days, and even Gedolei Yisrael. We didn't see the sakon of it, didn't see the danger of it, and he was supported with the organization of Chayv Beit Zion. And he once said to his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Briska, he said, Rav, what have you got so against Chayv Beit Zion? What have you got so against it? They want to promote the settling of it. So, what's the Rebbe got so against it? Reb Chaim Briska answered, he said as follows. He said, let me ask you a question. He said, you Rebbe Peretz, you're a fine Yid. How much does a pair of tefillin cost? How much does a pair of tefillin cost? He said, a pair of tefillin cost. Depends which type of tefillin you buy. I mean, it depends on the level of kashrus of the tefillin, the level of hid of tefillin. So a normal pair of tefillin will cost, average pair, cheap pair, 15 ruble, an average pair, 20 ruble. And Reb Chaim Briska said, how much would a very, very good pair of tefillin cost with all the hidurim and all the chumras? He said, such a pair would cost maybe 30 ruble at a time. He said, no, Rebbe Peretz, how much do you spend on tefillin? So he said, look, I'm not a good yid, I'm not the most chumra and mahodidika person. I'll buy a decent average kosher pair of tefillin, no problems, with a good hersha, I'll buy 20 ruble. Okay. And how much do you spend in an esrik of Chaim Peretz? So he said, how much do I spend in a belly Peretz? How much do you spend in an esrik? So he said, it depends also what type of esrik you get. You get a closed boxes one for £18, of course, and then you get a slightly better set for £50, then you get the sets which are no blemish at all, with everything's closed at the top and everything, it costs you £150, of course. So how much do you spend on a set of aluminium? So he said, I spend £50-60. I'm not going to go for the top range, and I'm not going to go for the bottom range, somewhere in the middle, of course. Well, I'll buy the Shahid, I'll buy somewhere in the middle, pay a decent set, which is kosher. He said, when I look how much money you spent on Chayv Beit Zion, I can see Congress of Mitzvah is this nisht. Because he put in so much money there, he said, it doesn't follow with the rest of your mitzvahs. If something's your big mitzvah, he said, it should follow with the rest of your mitzvahs. If you're only spending a certain amount on these mitzvahs, he said, Lake San Azayfil Geld, you're putting in so much money to that thing, it doesn't look to me as if it's a mitzvah. From your actions alone, and what's the pshat in it? He said, pshat Zazoy. He said, Be'emes, the Yitzhahara can easily get a person to go along and think that something's a mitzvah. But it's very hard to go along and discern yourself whether tak is a mitzvah or not. If it's a mitzvah, if it's a veir, if it's tak a mitzvah, to go and embarrass this person. It's very hard for a person sometimes to see through the face of the Yitzhahara when he's telling a person that certain actions are mitzvahs. And a person to go along and decide whether it is a mitzvah or not, he has to use greiser chochma, greiser pikchas. So says the Vilna Gaon, and the Chaim Briska used this, says the Vilna Gaon, one should go along and see his average desire for a normal mitzvah. And if he says all of a sudden here, he makes a graph of his average cheshek to do a mitzvah. And all of a sudden it comes to this mitzvah in speech, but all of a sudden his desire, he has to do this mitzvah with the ganze koyach, and he puts all his effort. What's happened all of a sudden? This morning you done with such a cheshik at the shachis, and you'll say, I'll live without for the jidnev such a cheshik to go to shir, and all of a sudden with this mitzvah, you've got all the power in the world to do it. It seems like something's fishy here. It's not much the Yetzer Tov telling you to do this. It must be the Yetzer Hara telling you to do this. Coming with Tzad Hara. In other words, a person can tell himself sometimes, he can discern whether something's a mitzvah and aveira, but the level of cheshik he puts into it, and look at the level of cheshik he has to a normal mitzvah. And if he sees all of a sudden his level of cheshik has spiked sky high over here, so it doesn't seem that it's a mitzvah. It seems it's falling into some other category, a category of aveira. Another famous meiser. I'll tell you what the Vilna Gaon says it, and he says in the Pasuk Yerus. But there's a famous maaser of the Vilna Gaon himself, the Shekel Shitose. Chaim Velozhna, as everyone knows, Chaim Velozhna was famous for opening the first yeshiva that we have nowadays. There are always yeshivas in Klal Yisrael, the days of Avraham Avinu. But the yeshiva we have nowadays, with a safe story halimut, and everyone has the same thing, and there's set times to learn, Sedorim and Beina Sedorim, and there's times for the Bachim to eat. That of Chaim Velozhna was the one who instituted this yeshiva. The Chaim Velozhna, when he wanted to open that, and he had the idea of the yeshiva, and told them the yeshivas were basically a bit of medrash in time, everyone came to learn whatever they want to learn, and maybe they'd learn with a few rebbes, or a few this, or a few that, hang around a few shurim. There wasn't an organized structure to learn with Sedorim. And Chaim Velozhna was Machadosh, the first yeshiva. And when he thought of the idea of the first yeshiva, he went to, first of all, to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And he came with great enthusiasm, and the Vilna Gaon said, no, don't open it. No, don't open it. Remember, it was a couple of years later, I don't know how much later it was, he came back and he still had the idea, and he still thought it was a good idea, and he came to his Rebbe, maybe try his Rebbe again, what he should do. He went to his Rebbe again, Efshe Na'ah should open it. And the Rebbe said, yeah, I think it's a good idea, you should open the yeshiva. So he said, can I ask the Rebbe? He said, a couple of years ago, I asked the same question. And you said, I shouldn't open it. And now all of a sudden you're saying, I can't open it. The Vilna Gaon said, a couple of years ago, you came with such a great cheshek, he said, I was a bit worried. There wasn't a mitzvah, b'chalal. You came with such an enthusiasm, I was a bit scared, it was over the top. Perhaps it's not beside our tayyus, beside our yam. Now you came with your normal enthusiasm, which you have for normal good things, he said, I can work out, like it's beside our tayyus. So the Vilna Gaon says, it's a way of discerning something, a person can wear a way of discerning whether someone's a mitzvah, not very not. To see the cheshek a person has into, whether it's on par with his normal level of cheshek. For other mitzvahs. If it is, it could be a mitzvah. If someone's inspired high, one person always has to be choshesh, that perhaps it's not a mitzvah, it's kovod, or it's gaiva, or something else that's pulling you to do this thing. And it's an atzas hayetzer to, as we said, to dress up the mitzvah, dress up an aveira in the face of a mitzvah. So when it comes to certain mitzvahs, it's very hard to go along and discern whether it's a mitzvah or aveira. When the Gaon says a pshat in the beginning in Rus, he says when Rus came originally, she wanted to be a geyeres, so normally was putting her off. And then the apostle about Teira came misametzes hil aleches. She saw that all of a sudden misametzes hil aleches. It's two pshatim. The normal pshat misametzes means she was strengthening herself. She was pushing herself to go. The Gaon translates misametzes hil aleches. She was holding back to go. She became a bit reticent. She became a bit hesitant to go on the way. Is then atechta l'adam b'aleh. Then normally stop discouraging her because at the beginning when she came with such cheshek and such a desire to become a geiris, normally discouraged her. What's this desire to become a geiris? Where does this cheshek come from? It may be chas v'shalom be mitzav tora. Batera came with samet zivarechus, and she saw she was shtuk reticent. She saw she was holding herself back. She wasn't sure anymore. Is that batechta l'adam b'aleh? This looks like because the Yetzer, all of a sudden this great cheshek, the mitzvahs, where did they come from all of a sudden? All the other mitzvahs, God's like, is the one going to be cheshek like? That's the Vilna Gaon says. But the Vilna Gaon also goes to the same point as the Dubna Magid. When it comes to certain mitzvahs, it's very difficult to discern whether it's a mitzvah or an aveira. And his eitz is to look at the cheshek. The Dubna Magid says something else. The Dubna Magid says, when it comes to these mitzvahs, for example, one of the mitzvahs we're talking about, can also be the mitzvah of Shechem and Anshe Chamor. When Shimon ben Levi went and killed off Shechem and Anshe Chamor, it could have been for two reasons. It could have been, like we said before, Ki Nevola Asa B'Yisrael Lishka V'Spas Yaakov V'Chein Lo Ya'asa. They're coming to be Noikim Nikmas Hashem. They look at the great Chil Hashem in the world. They look at the level of Averis in the world. That's Nebuch risen. Since the story of Shechem and Chamor, the world was God of Arayis, and they breached this Geder of Arayis. They come and take the come of the Rebbeinu Shleidon, the Nikmas Hashem. As Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Parshas Matos, he says Nikmas Hashem b'Midyan. That would have been a gewaldige mitzvah. On the other hand, there was also an Indian of family kovod, family honor, Dina, Bas Yaakov. Yaakov, the Ramban says in a certain place, the others were like kings. Imagine a princess, a king at the time, and their daughter was Chat, and Nebuch Ma'anis. By Shechem and Shechamoy, there was a personal covet here, personal honor, and a terrible slight to their family. And they could have gone to do the same nekama, not the Shem Hashem, but more for their personal honor, as a nakama, personal nakama, and a personal vendetta against Shechem and Anshei Chamoy. So it's not clear when a person does such a mitzvah, whether it's Mamash Lashem Shemaim, or on Fashet Chamoy level, it's a Shaloi Lishma. It's a shtekala, Inyan of Kovod involved here, which is bordering on Inyan of Aveira, Inyan of Yitzahor, not Inyan of Yitzahor Bechlal. How does one see? Yaakov, even at this time when he was given the brachos, saw something was happening in the future. He saw the Maisa of Zimri. And who did the Maisa of Zimri take place with? The Maisa of Zimri was a Maisa of Znus that took place with the Shevet of Shimon himself. The Shevet of Shimon himself were involved. Zimri ben Solomon, the seed base of Lashimoni. The name of Shimon was his Shevet who promoted this Inyan of the Benois Moiv in the time of Zimri ben Solomon. Now, how does such a thing happen? The Gemara says in Shabbos, I think it's in my Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, I wrote the Makor down. The Gemara says, Kol mitzvah, which a person makabal on Hashem Shamayim, the Mesiris Nefesh, Adayin, they still keep with the same Mesiris Nefesh. And the Gemara gives an example of Bris Mila. Because on Bris Mila, so much Chai are always kept through the generation of Mesiris Nefesh. And that's why they're still makabal on nowadays Mesiris Nefesh. We see now there's even the most Canadian, most unaffiliated Yid, will still try along and do Bris Mila to his children, because the mitzvah of Mila was entrenched in the Yiddish and Hashem already, a mitzvah which was given over, was done with Mesiris Nefesh for so long, that ultimately became part of the psyche of Klal Yisrael. They can't give it up. A mitzvah which is done with Mesiris Nefesh became so connected to Klal Yisrael, that goes on forever. You find various mitzvahs even nowadays. You find, for example, in Kippur, and it's Israel, how many come on that, over 90% think given of. It was Friday and they fast Yom Kippur. Because it was something which was going on Yom Kippur, which was in Klal Yisrael's Mesiris Nefesh Yom Kippur. Nobody did it. Everyone fast Yom Kippur. Doris. So for years and years later, everyone will fast Yom Kippur. They'll be in the Chedek of Klal Yisrael. We find the Gabi Yom Kippur. We even find the Mesiris Nefesh, the Gabi Pesach. The Yiddish Shemamas on the Angel, as if for Kreches and Pesach, as if for Mesiris Nefesh. There are hundreds of people going, oh, no fear at all. So they turn up in Pesach and they're eating matzah and they're coming to Tesco and buying. They won't eat bread on Pesach. They won't do this on Pesach. Because it was in the Mosei Nefesh. They come on, is there anything which a person was in Nefesh for? Generation data, the mitzvah will still be upheld, will still be kept properly. So Yaakovina saw in the Shevet of Shimon, there was Inyan Esavei of Znus. If the forebears of Shimon, Shimon himself, Shevet Shimon, forebears of Shevet Shimon, Shimon himself, would have been Mosei Nefesh for Znus. He would have been in the Amadrega of Nikmas Hashem, to take the Nakama of the Rebbeinu Shloilam, when he was fighting Shechem and Anshei Chamoy, because the ideals of Shechem and Anshei Chamoy were to breach the gather of Znus in the world. If it would have been his Mesiris Nefesh, Hashem Shamayim, it would have been impossible for later on a story of Zimri ben Solomon to happen amongst his Einiklach. Because the Mesiris Nefesh that he brought him before them is so strong, conviction of the Mesiris Nefesh would never have happened later. So, Yaakovinu Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi. I don't want my name mentioned later on Besoidom, because I look at the Soidat for him. I look what's Besoidom. I look in the inside of this Besoidom. I don't mind him to be chlaling gold in the Shevet of Zimri, because Besoidom, I can see now the secret. The person does a mitzvah of Nakamas Hashem B'Shechem Ben Anshei Chamoy. Who knows what the reason is? I know they've done it. But the Soid, the secret behind it, the real reason why they're doing it, is it because of the Shem Shemaim? Or is it because Los is Nakama to take a family revenge for the slight of the honor of the family? So Besoidom al Tovei Nafshi, Ki Va'apam Horgo Ish. I don't mind to mention later, because I see this is the same of connecting it to the Ba'apam Horgo Ish. The reason why they killed Shechem and Shemaim was Ba'apam was their af. It wasn't a Shem mitzvah. And that's why Besoidim al Tovei Nafshi. That's why later on in the Maisa of Zimri is Besoidim al Tovei Nafshi. As always, I'll do the Magad. Okay, so the Maisa of Zimri is very difficult to see whether it's a very real mitzvah or not. You can have the Vilna Gaon's Pshat. You can see Bashar's Maisa. But Yaakov didn't see it. They used that with a way of measuring it. He looked at the future and he saw there was a Maisa of Zimri later on. He understood from the Maisa of Zimri that the story of Akeret of Shechem and Anshei Chamoy was Ki Ba'apam Horgoish. It was because of the anger that they killed Shechem and Anshei Chamoy. It was because of their own family honor was slighted. It wasn't the Shem Shamayim of the Nakom of Hashem, of Znus, of Averis in the world. It was their own personal honor they were doing it for. I was looking at the Magad Pshat in the first half of the Pasuk. He doesn't go further than the Pasuk. Aber ich wollte schon sagen, wir können schon Moisiv sein in the second half of the Pasuk as well. Wir kolam al teichet kevoidi, in the Mais of Koirach, und wir zoinam ikru shoyl. That seems to be connected, wir kolam with the Mais of Koirach, Yaakov, we also saw in the future, and that way he saw, wir zoinam ikru shoyl, rotsu laker is Yosef. Now we know, when the Ovis wanted to go along, the Shvotim, wanted to go along and kill Yosef, we know Chazal tell us, this wasn't stamaze of a revenge, a kinna and a sinner. The underlying pnimius of the chetz of Mechiras Yosef was kin of a sinner. On the outside, the Shvatim thought Yosef was the ace of the family, as Ebi Yaakov had the Avraham had the Yishmael, and as Ebi Yitzchak had the Esau. They ended up Yosef being the evil of the family, and they held he was Chayav Misa. They held Ebi Yaakov, Yosef was Chayav Misa, for various symbols, which we're not going into, Mr. Tom, heard a lot about, in the Parsha Miketz, and by Yigash, and by Yeshev, of the many reasons why the Shvatim believed that Yosef was Taka Chayav Misa. And they met the Shem Shemaim. At the time, they thought they met the Shem Shemaim, at least they thought this was a mitzvah. They thought getting rid of Yosef was the biggest mitzvah. Even later on, Safana says, when they had chayrota for the fact they sold Yosef, when Yosef was checking them in Mitzrayim, and they said there, amongst themselves, they said that this is because we sold our brother, we saw him pleading for us, and we never listened to him. Says the Safana, that they never had chayrota in the Atzim Mechira itself. Even later, they said they never had regret on Etzem Achira. They just had regret the way they treated Yosef with such anger. With Bischan Eleinu, he pleaded for us, and we ignored him. They were just having charot in the actual way they did it, but not the actual Achira. The Achira itself, they still believed him in much later on in Parshas Vayigash. When Yosef was telling them, they were actually having charot the way they treated Yosef, but not in the actual sale. The sale they believed was correct. They believed he deserved death. They believed he deserved the sale. They made the Shem Shemayim in a certain way. So Yaakov Avinu, where do we see that the Shem Shemayim was wrong? Okay, we see obviously the Shem Shemayim. Where do we see that the Shem Shemayim was wrong? From Shimon and Levi, who was involved in the Mechir of Yosef, one of the main players in the Mechir of Yosef, what happened later? Levi's Eneknech had the classic Machlekes Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. Koirech V'chol Adosoi, against Moshe Rabbeinu. Eizu Machlekes Shem Shemayim, Zeh Machlekes Shem Shemayim, says the Mishnah. Veizu Machlekes Shein L'Shem Shemayim, Zu Machlekes Koirech V'chol Adosoi. From the very fact in the future, same idea again. The very fact in the future came out of the Mechir of Yosef, the Kaf of Levi, who was the main prayer of the Mechir of Yosef, came out of Machalika, She'en Neshem Shemayim, Koyrech B'chol Adosei. That's the biggest raya, that the original Kavana also was B'ritzoimam Ikrushay. It was their own Ratzin. It wasn't Neshem Shemayim. No, Neshem Shemayim. They thought it was Neshem Shemayim. Perhaps they read them. Sazan of Neshem Shemayim. As we said before, every mitzvah is hard to tell. Oh, but the penimius of it was B'ritzoimam Ikrushay was their own personal negias, the jealousy, the kin, and the sinner that caused them to be Ikrushay. So that's Pshat in the Pasuk. But Soidim Al Tov Enavshi in the future, I don't want myself to be mentioned amongst the name of Ki Ba'apam Horgish, because now I can see that this comes from the Yapam. Also, but Kalam Atechet Kuvayin in the time of Akoyach, Ki Beritzoinam Ikrushay. This comes from the middle of their own evil rotsin of sinner and kinner, rather than the Shem Shemayim. So I'm going to finish up with a famous vort of the Chofetz Chaim, which is also on a similar line. The Gemara says about Metzia, everyone has a famous story. Kama Gadoy Lemase Chia. The Reb Chia went. And he says, "Amole hu lemishtakech toyer miYisrael." Chia said about him, "Toyer would have been forgotten for Klal Yisrael." It's a Gemara about Matzia. It's a Gemara about Matzia. Daf peheyom at base. It's what was the story? He said people forgetting the Torah, and Chia went and he planted flax, and then he went along and took the flax, and he made what? Make nets, yeah. And with the nets, he caught animals. And with these animals, he went along and skinned them. And he went for parchment. And he wrote the Torah down on these parchments. He wrote the five spawn of Torah out. And he gave them out to various children to learn. And when one finished, the Torah, he changed over the other one. And so on and so forth, the famous Gemara. Until they all managed to promote Torah learning amongst Klal Yisrael. And the famous Kasha, the Chofetz Chaim Master Kasha, he says, why did Chia have to go along and start at the beginning and become and plant the flax and then to make the nets and catch the animals and skin the animals and write the Torah out? He could have gone to the shop and bought a book and written out the Torah and finished. What did he start from the beginning for? So the Chofetz Chaim Materit says, he wants them to be pure. He wants them to be rain. He wants them to definitely work, but the Shem Shemayim has to start at the beginning already, which is very similar to the Vault of the Duda Magid. If you want something in the future, the Torah, you're talking about Torah being promoted amongst Klal Yisrael, the Shtakach Torah Yisrael, the Torah we have nowadays, is all this chus. Reb Chia then, who continued teaching the children, there was a time when there was no teaching of Torah in Klal Yisrael. If you want the Torah to stay, you want to have a definite result and to keep it going forever and ever, the beginning has to be rain, the beginning has to be knocky, the beginning has to be pure. Right? That's also similar to what you were saying. If something is pure at the beginning with Messias Nefesh, if something is mitzvah done properly with Messias Nefesh, we can have a zchus shemin as kaim ra'in and the B'nai Shem talk of us, when mechanach our children, our future daughters, which is at the beginning pure, the beginning knocky, as if we can mizrech to have an everlasting hashpah, an everlasting kiyum, and as a zchus of the Torah mitzvah in the future, as a zeichah zeh mitzvah in Gichen, to do our mitzvah Hashem Shemayim, and be zeichah to be as Mashiach, 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 to be